Hello everyone, I'm Dane Asher. These are the top business headlines. The Dow and the S&P 500 closed lower on Tuesday, while the Nasdaq closed at a record high. The Dow fell as much as 280 points before bouncing back slightly. Investors were reacting to a warning from Apple. The company says the coronavirus outbreak is forcing it to cut iPhone production and hurting demand in China. President Donald Trump pardoned legendary 1980s financier Michael Milken. The Bond King, as he was known, served 2 years in prison for violating securities laws. The White House cited his charitable work fighting cancer as a reason for his pardon. HSBC is announcing a major reorganization. The bank plans to cut around 35,000 jobs after its profits dropped by a third last year. Instead, it will shift more resources to Asia and the Middle East. Michael Bloomberg qualified for Wednesday's Democratic presidential debate after gaining 19% support in a recent poll. The billionaire has spent more than $400 million to advertise his campaign. It's more than twice the spend of anyone else in the Democratic field. Walmart earnings didn't quite meet analysts' expectations. It struggled because of a shorter than usual holiday shopping season. Still, investors found some good news, sending shares up 1.5% Tuesday. The company said its online sales jumped 35% last quarter. Those are the top business headlines. I'm Dane Asher in New York.